Daf Pehemid Beis. We didn't get up to the Mishnah yet, but we're close. And if you take a look from the wide lines down on the fifth of the wide lines, the Mishnah said, Kishem Shim Ola Lo Yeredu, Kach Im Yeredu Lo Yalu. To the same extent that if these psulim went onto the Mizbeach, we don't take them down. However, on the flip side, if they came down, we don't put them back up again. Omar Ula, Lo Shanu, the Chacham in the Mishnah only have formulated this principle that if Yardu, if these psulim went down from the Mizbeach, we don't put them back on. Ella, Shalom Mashla Bahem Ha'ur. The fire is not caught on to these parts. Aval Mashla Bahem Ha'ur. If Shaltabem Ha'esh, the fire is caught on, even a Mashu, is therefore, even though it was taken off the Mizbeach, Ya'alu. And the reason for this is that Ula holds that Meshilas Ha'or, when there's Meshilas Ha'or, Moshel Ha'or, then we have to put them back on. That's one way of learning Ula. Well, maybe it's not an obligation to put him back on, he's just got a heter, he's rashoy to put him back on. Tosfos, a little bit vaita on Daf Pei Vav, is going to establish that there's no chiv to put them back on, but he's allowed to put them back on, as long as it's mashla b'hem ha'ur. The Gemara now brings a machlokes, how to interpret this din of Ula. Rav Mari Masni Aresha, he understood that Ula was relating to the Resha of our Mishnah, where the Mishnah clarifies that if the Psulim went on to the Mizbech is Mekadshom, and Im Olu Lo Yeredu, nevertheless, if they were taken down from the Mizbech, they don't go back up to the Mizbech, and on this Ula says, but if there was Shalto Mema Eish, while they were on the Mizbech, the fire caught on to them, then he puts them back on. Again, whether he's obligated to or he's allowed to. Rav Chanina Misura Masniya Seifa. He understood that Ula was interpreting the Seifa of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is going to say a little bit later on, and we'll get to it here on the bottom of this Amud, that Hatzamos Vagidin Vakarnayim Vatlofim, these are all parts that are not considered basar. Their bones or sinews or hooves or the karnayim is the horns. So all these kinds of cases is bizman shemechubarim, if these are still attached to the animal yalu, then they go on to the mizbeach parshu, but if they were dismembered, they were separated from the basar before they went on to the mizbeach, lo yalu. In other words, even if they were put on the Mizbeach, we take them off the Mizbeach. That's what the Bryce is going to clarify later on, according to the Shita of Rebbe. That's what Rashi here points out. So on this Seifa, which is the next Mishnah, Amar Ula, Ula qualifies. He says, Lo Shana, when do we say that if the Atzomus was separated from the rest of the Basar, then if it went on to the Mizbeach, you take it down, that's only... You could add the word Adayin Lo Moshlo Bahem Ha'ur. In other words, the Eish on the Mizbech has not caught fire onto them. Aval Moshlo Bahem Ha'ur. Then we don't take them down to the Mizbech, and even if they were taken off the Mizbech, Ya'alu. Now, the Gemara calculates the Nafkamina between these two interpretations of Ula. There's a comment here, by the way, before we go on, of the Keren Ora, and he points out that Ula's talking about not a proof from our Mishnah. Ein Raya, he says that even if they were taken down from the Zbeach, you put them back on the Zbeach, but we can interpret Ura as saying that if they went up on the Mizbech and Shalta Lema Eish, lo yeredu, should not take it down, but if yeredu, lo yalu. But later on he says the Gemara is clear that even if they came down from the Mizbeach, yalu, they could go up back onto the Mizbeach because sholto ben ha'ur. The Mishnah Melech in Psuya Mikdoshim has a Hakira, he vacillates back and forth where the din of Ula that sholto ben ha'ur, yalu, was formulated only in the case of those that have the din of him olu lo yeredu. And Ula wants to add that even though the din is that after olu, if they were taken down, they don't put it back up, but if sholto ben ha'esh, while they're on the Mizbech, then you could put them back in. Or his second possibility is that this din was said even with regard to those who have the status, the din of him olu yeredu. For example, according to Rabbi, the nishkatav alayla. Nevertheless, if they went up and the eish was sholetes behem lo yeredu, even in the case according to Rabbi of nishkatav alayla. Tosfos seems to assume later on at the end of the Masechta that even in those cases of im olu yeredu, nevertheless we're going to say that this sholto ben ha'or af b'hem omrim shim olu yeredu is mikol mekom ein omrim sha'af im yeredu yashuvu v'yalu l'fi she'ein ha'esh mo'ila la'halosam v'shtei dargo sel v'dala achas. He says that Tosa seems to indicate that the sholto ben ha'or of Ula is only to jack it up by one notch, but not by two notches. So if it's halacha of im olu lo yeredu and it went down, you don't put it back up. Here, you since sholto ben ha'or, we notch it up one darga. But if it's a case of im olu lo yeredu, I'm sorry, if it's a case of im olu yeredu, then to jack it up two notches, that we're not going to do. The Gemara now calculates the nafkamina between the two interpretations of Ula. Mandamastin a sefer of Chanina Misur, who says that the din of Ula is addressed to the sefer. That's the case of Atzomus v'Gidin, which are not roy laktar at all. He holds that kol shken ha-reisha, how much more so would Ula apply the din in the case of the reisha, in the case of Evarim of Ola, or a Murim of an Ola, which are Roy Lak Torah, if not for the fact that they became apostles, certainly Sholto ben ha'esh would generate the din of him Yardu Yal, you put him back on. But Mandamastin HaReisha, but according to Rav Mori, who interpreted Ula as referring to the Reisha, that's okay in the case of a Vare Ola and a Murim, which are Re'uyim LaHakrova. Lak Torah. In other words, initially they were Roy Lak Torah. But in the case of the Seifa, when we're talking about Atzomas V'Gidin that are Mufka, that are completely excluded from Hak Torah, then even if it was Sholto ben ha'esh, and these Atzomas and Gidim, if they were taken off the Mizbeach, you don't put them back on to the Mizbeach. And this leads us up to the Mishnah. This Mishnah continues to address the din of those that were taken onto the Mizbeach. When do we say im olu yardu? When do we say im olu lo yardu? V'elu im olu yardu? In what cases do we say that even though the carbon itself was kosher, but it had no place on the Mizbeach, and therefore we got to get it off the Mizbeach? For example, and here the Mishnah gives us a whole list of necholim, in other words, basar, or in the case of Omer and Shtel Lechem, we're talking about things that should be eaten and not put on the Mizbeach for Akhtara, like Besar Kodshe Kodshim, which are eaten by the Kohanim, or Besar Kodshim Kalim, which can be eaten by Yisraelim, or Mosar HaOmer Shtel Lechem Lechem Aponim. Right, in a Karb Mincha you have the Shiori HaMincha, which has to be eaten by the Kohanim. And that applies not only to all menachas, but also to the Karbana Omer. Again, even though Lechora, when it says Shiori Menachos, which is called in the Mishnah's language Mosar, that would certainly include all the others, like Minchas HaOmer and Shtei HaLechem, Lechem HaPonim. But the Mishnah had to spell those out because they have a special din, unique and independent of all the Menachos. The Omer is coming to be Matir Chodosh. It comes from Siorim, from Bali. Shtei HaLechem comes from Chometz, where all the Menachos come from Matzah. Lechem HaPonim has no Akhtar at all. There's only Shnei Bezichei HaLevona that come with it. So this is what the Mishnah wants to spell out, that in all these cases, im olu yeredu, because they have no place on the Mizbeach, they're not shaykh taktorah, they're necholim and not nektorim. Add to that haktores, if the ktoris went on to the Mizbeach hachitzon, where it was supposed to be placed on the Mizbeach hapnimi, then yered, then we have to take it down from the Mizbeach. It's not royal haktorah on the Mizbeach hachitzon, only on the Mizbeach hapnimi. The Shita Mekubetzes says that, okay, the Ketores really belongs on the Mizbeach HaPnimi and not on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. However, we had a sugya above on Daf Pei Dalet, Legabi Domim, if it was something that was meant Bifnim, but he gave it Bachutz, and he switched them as Bichos, or the opposite direction, Im Olu Lo Yeredu, even though they're not Roy Klal for that Mizbeach. So why is it, then the case of Domim, we're going to accept both Mizbechos and say Olu Lo Yeredu, even if it's on the wrong Mizbech. But here, we're going to say the opposite. So he says that Ketores, there's no possibility ever to be marked to the Ketores on the Mizbech HaChitzon. There's no Ketores on the Mizbech HaChitzon, as far as HaKetores is concerned. So therefore it's Einu Roy Klal. And then we say that Olu Yeredu. Masha'enken, in the case of Domim, each of these two Mizbechos are Ru'im Laktor in some context, maybe not for this specific Korban. The Mishnah continues, and we referred to this part of the Mishnah a little bit earlier, Hatzemer Sheberosh Yakvosim, Seir Shebezkan Tioshim, Hatzomos Vigidin Vekarnayim Atlofim. All of these, do we apply the principle of Olu Lo Yerdu, or do we not? So the Mishnah says it depends. Bizman shei mechuborim yalu, but pirshu lo yalu. So again, we're talking about wool on the back of a sheep. We're talking about the hair in the goats and so forth. And this is all in the case of a korban ola. Then we have a general halacha that applies to all kodshim, all zvachim. That's atzamos, gidin, karnayim, and tlofim. And it all depends whether it's mechubar. If it's still connected to the gufa behema, then they go on to the mizbech shenemar vehikter akon es hakol hamizbech. There's an extra word hakol, and that ribui comes to include anything that's mechubar to the behema. However, pirshu, once they were disconnected from the animal, lo yalu lufish nemar. Here we have a miut, viasisa olasecha habasar vehadam. And we derive from this that we're not makriv anything besides boss of Adam. So how do we reconcile these two? On the one hand, you say hakol ha-mizbech, which includes everything that's connected to the animal. But that's okay because that's a case of mechubarim. But as far as pirshu, then they don't belong on the mizbeach because olasecha is habosar ve-hadam. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanu, we have a brisa that darshens the pasuk at the very beginning of Sefer Vayikra, Viktira Kohenas HaKol HaMizbecha. This was the pasuk that we had at the end of our Mishnah that was Marbe, the Atzomos, the Gidin, etc., that they go on the Mizbeach, because it says HaKol, the Rabbos Atzomos, the Gidin, Karnayim, Ve Tlofim, as long as they're Mechuba to the Guf of the behemoth, they go on to the Mizbeach. And the Bryce says, Yochel, I might think, Afilu Parshu, let's go even a step further. Maybe if they were separated from the animal, they're no longer connected, they should be put on the Mizbeach, nevertheless. Talmud Lomer, for that we have a mute. In Parshas Re'eh, it says, Vasisa Olasecha Bosav Adam, we're only marked at Bosav Adam, and that's going to exclude the Tluf and the Kranayim and the Atzomus and Gid. The Braisa continues and clarifies, Ibos of Adam, if the Torah tells us that we're obligated to be makter only the boss of Adam, here we turn to pay Vav Haman Aleph, is Yochal Yachlots, Gidin Vatzomis Yale, basar legavi mizbeach. I might think that since the Torah is only interested in basar v'dam, therefore we should cut off the gidin and atzamos, disconnect them from the animal, and just put on the mizbeach the basar. Talmud Lomer, the pasuk says v'hikter hakohen es hakol. The ribu of hakol is coming to tell me that we're mal on the mizbeach, even the atzamos gidin and the like. Haketza, but how can we reconcile that with the other pasuk that says dafka olosecha is habasar v'adam? And the answer is mechubarim yalu pirshu afilu hem barosh hamizbeach yerdu. As long as these parts are connected to the guf habehema, then we put them on the mizbeach. Once they were separated, even if you've already put them on the mizbeach, you take them off the mizbeach. And the Gemara now clarifies who's the author of Mishnah who maintains that atzamos v'gidin, if they were taken disconnected from the animal, then we have to take them off the mizbeach. Mantana de shamatle, tiomar pirshu yerdu, that if you disconnected the atzamos and the gidin from the basar behema, then even if they were put on the mizbeach, we have to take them off the mizbeach. And the pashas in this Gemara is that we're looking for to clarify who is the Tana who holds that once it's pirshu, even if it's on the Rosh HaMizbech Yeredu. Rashi has a slightly different language of it. He says, Masnisen Aliba Alibe Asya. In other words, the Gemara is trying to clarify not only who is the Tana, the Mishnah, who would hold such a thing, but also is the Tana, the Braisa. In other words, the Gemara holds that even though the Mishnah only mentioned Pirshu Lo Yalu, but the intention of the Mishnah is that even if it was Olu, Yeredu. And that's what's clarified here in the Braisa, where it says, Afilu Hein Barosh HaMizbeach Yeredu. So the Gemara is not looking for the author of the Braisa Dafka, but also the author at the same time of the Mishnah. And the Gemara identifies the authorship as that of Rebbe He. The Sanyu of a Braisa. The Braisa now records a Machlokas Tanoim between the Tanakama and Rebbe. The Hiktir Hakohen es Hakol HaMizbecha. And as we said before, Hakol is a Ribui, Lerabos, even Atzamos Gidin Karnayim Utlafayim. That these two are to be burnt on the Mizbeach, together with the boss of Afilu Perishu. And the Tanakhama is of the opinion that even if these parts of the animal were separated, nevertheless we should makter them as an independent haktara, Bifnei Atzman. Ve'ela, but now what do I do? Mani Mekayim, we have the miut of a different halacha here, that ikule ola, that if the limbs of an ola were already partially burnt, and now they jumped out off of the mizbeach, atamachzir lemizbeach, you put them back onto the mizbeach. However, iatamachzir ikule gidin vatzamos, if you were burning the gidin and atzamos, and they got to the point where they jumped off the fire, and that's called pkia, paku mimenu, then there's no din of achzoras haivarim. In other words, the din, I should say it this way, the din of achzoras haivarim, shenis aklu, paku minam esbech, that only applies, when do you put him back on? In basar v'dam. That's what the miut of Olasecha Basar V'Adam is teaching us. In the case of Gidin V'Atzamos, even if it was Nisaklu, once it was Paka for the Mizbeach, we don't put him back on to the Mizbeach. That's the Tanakam. Rebbe Omer, Kosev Echad Omer V'Hiktir HaKohen Es HaKol HaMizbecha Riba. That would include Atzamos and Gidin Fakator and the Mizbeach. Kosev Echad Omer V'Asisa Olasecha HaBasar V'Adam. This is a miut to exclude anything besides Basar V'Adam. Hakei said, how do we reconcile these two psukim? Is then we say the following, Mechubarim, if the Atzamos and Gidin are still attached to the animal, Yalu, we put them on the Mizbeach. But Pirshu, if they were separated from the animal, is even if they're on the Rosh HaMizbeach, Yeredu. So that's the sheet of Rebbe, and that's what we see in our Mishnah. the Shita, the Tanakhama here in this price, went a step further and he said that Afilu Pirshu is Yesh Laktiram, will be mak to them Bifnei Atzman, and it means that when we derive the halach of Hachzoras Evrei Ola, then we differentiate between the boss of Adam and the Ginvat Somos. However, as far as the first round, so to speak, of Haktorah, then even Atzomos V'Gidin, and even if Pirshu were makter them, that's the Tanakam. Now the Braisa says Pirshu, and the Mishnah also says Pirshu Lo Yalu. So the Gemara now tries to clarify, in what scenario do we apply the din that Atzomos V'Gidin She Pirshu Yeredu, that once they were disconnected from the body, they have to be taken down from the Mzeskom Rab Zera Lo Shono, that only applies Ela She Pirshu Klape Mata. In other words, when the basar is taken off the mizbeach, or let's say it falls in one direction or another, we have to calculate the relationship to the marocha, to the fire itself. One scenario is called klapi mata, means that it fell towards the tzad of the chutz, meaning it got further and further away from the eish, from the fire. But in that case, Reb Zera says, is lo yalu, but if let's say it was pirshu klape mala, meaning it went towards the inner part of the mizbeach and it got closer to the fire on the mizbeach, then lo yered, then we'd apply the principle doesn't go down from the mizbeach. Why? The kiruve hu da krivu leikul, because we're coming closer and closer to the mizbeach, to the part of the mizbeach, the eish of the mizbeach, which is meant to set up a hisaklus of the basar, and that's not called precious, but rather it's called kirva. Now the Braisa says that according to the Chachamim, we're going to derive from the pasuk the ribuy of Iktir Hakoin as Hakolam is Becha, that Atzomus V'Gidin, etc. Even if they would dismember, they go on the mizbeach. So the Gemara qualifies that. The Gemara says in the name of Rabbah, Rabbah Hachi Komar Lo Shanu. When do we say that you're male onto the mizbeach, the atzomas, the gidin, etc., to be mocked to them on the mizbeach, even if they were separate entities disconnected from the body of the behemah? That's only Elisha Pirshul Yachar Zrika. In other words, at the moment of Zrika, they were mechubar, and therefore they were considered part of the behemah, so that the kiddush encompasses not just the boss of the behemah, but also the atzomos v'gidin. And at that point, they belong on the mizbeach, and it doesn't matter whether they're connected, if subsequent to the Zrika they were severed from the animal, nevertheless we still are makdin on the mizbeach according to this sheet of the Chachamim. But let's say it was Aval Pirshu Kodem Zrika, so it means at the moment of Zrika they weren't royal mizbeach. So it means that even the Chachamim here in this price are of the opinion, says Rabbi, that these parts that are, you know, auxiliary attachments to the animal, they're not really the basar, they don't really belong to the mizbeach. They're not royal mizbeach. They only become royal mizbeach because as long as they're attached, then they're sort of nachshlepas. They become part of the extended definition of the behemah. But if they were separated before Zrika, then asoi Zrika vishrisnu, then the Zrika comes along and it's mat to them completely, since they're not mechubar, they're not connected to the basar, they're not included in the shem karban, and they are just irrelevant to the karban, to such an extent that Rabbah clarifies that afilu lemevad minayu kasa destak sakini, you can do what you want, you can make a handle for a knife on it. In other words, they should certainly not be put on the mizbeach because they have no kiddush anymore. Because once they were separated from the basar before Zrika, the Zrika comes along and it's matir, and these parts which were only So again, if they were connected to the animal during up to and past the Zrika, at the moment of the Zrika, there was a Kiddush, that Kiddush is Chal on the entire Behemah. We consider the Atzamas Segidin to be part of the Behemah. So that's the Kiddush, and then we're going to require Haktarah. However, if they were separated before the Zrika, then at that point, they're not Roilam Mizbech at all. There are no Dinim, there are no Isurim, there's no Me'ilah, there's nothing. You can do whatever you want with it. They have no Kedusha, they're not part of the Zeva. And the Gemara now clarifies and elucidates the sheet of Rabbah. Savrala, what does Rabbah hold? Ki hodi amri, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum, Rabbi Yishmael. Nemar, one pasuk says, lo yeh. We're going to have a Gzeres Shavah here. And that pasuk is in Vayikra Zion, in the context of Karban Ola. V'nemar. And in the same chapter, one pasuk earlier, it says, lo yeh b'karban Asham, and that sets up a Gzeres Shavah between Ola and Asham, Ma Asham, Atzmos of Mutarim, that the Atzmos of Mutar L'Kohanim Ba'ano is Af Ola Atzmoseha Mutarim, it's Mutar L'Kohanim Ba'ano. So we're going to derive Ola from Asham. And the Gemara now wonders if this is really a valid Gzeres Shavah. Let's analyze it. We have a principle called Mufni, that Gzeres Shavah stands or falls on the fact that it's Mufni. Mufni means that one of the two psukim of, that make up this Gzeres Shavah is superfluous, it's unnecessary. And that allows us to link that up with another pasuk and create Gzeres Shavah. But the Ilo Mufni, if we need both psukim for whatever dinim they have to teach us, then we don't derive a Gzeres Shavah. And this is a klal, this is a principle that applies regarding Gzeres Shavah, that if not mufnes, then we just have to simply set up what we call a pircha, any sort of a pircha, which could be a kasha on the Gzeres Shavah, and that blows away the Gzeres Shavah. Now, in this particular case of lo yeh, and lo yeh in Ola and Asham, ikal mifra, we do have a pircha. And what is that pircha? Mali Asham Shekein Besara Mutar. Now, so you want to know why the Atzamos are Mutar Bano in the case of an Asham, that's because the Basar itself is Mutar L'Kohanim. And therefore the Atzamos likewise are Mutar Ano L'Kohanim. But Ola, which is Kulei Kolil, there's no Heter Achilu whatsoever. Therefore it's possible that the Atzamos should be Asar Bano. And there's no way of resolving that pircha. But the answer is, we're going to have to assume Mufni, that this is a Gzeres Shavah which doesn't allow for any Pirchas, because it's Mufni. And Gemara wants to clarify, what makes this Gzeres Shavah Mufni? And the Gemara answers, Lo Yeh, in the case of Karban Ola Yisera Ksiv, the pasuk is completely superfluous. It could have said, Ar Ha'ola Shar Hikriv LaKohen. Why did it have to say Lo Yeh? And therefore it's free for a drasha, and we can take this lo yeh and link it up with the lo yeh of Asham and create a Gzeres Shavah in which Asham is going to teach me something about Ola. Because again, in the light of this pirch, I would have said that the halach of Heter Anoa in Atzoma should not apply to Ola, because there's no Heter Basar. But now that we have Mufni, we have a Kroy Yisera, and the words lo yeh are superfluous, then we can set up this Gzeres Shavah, which protects us from the pircha. Masir Rav Adbar Ava, he has a brisa. The brisa says, Atzomos kodshim, we're talking about chatos and oshim, which are necholim, is lifnei zrika molim bohem. There's me'ila up until the point of zrika, because there's no heter kohanim until after zrika. But liachar zrika, when there's a heter l'achilas kodem, ain't molim bohem. Once there was a heter, and that heter applies even to atzamos, together with the basar, the zrikas adam is matir, then the atzamos of a karban ola molim bohem. However, I'm sorry, in conscience, the atzamos of a karban ola is molim bohem liolam, because there's never a matir of zrika with regard to a karban ola. Everything is Mukhtar Agabi Mizbech, and therefore there'll be Me'ilah even after Zrika. But it seems from this Braisa that there's no Heter Atzamos in Ola, And even Lechora, if it was Pirshu, if these Hatzomas were separated from the Basa before Zrika, then there would still not be any Heter Hanoh. And this is against Rabbah, because Rabbah holds that if there were, at least in the case of Pirshu Hatzomos, Min HaBasa Kodem Zrika, then just like we saw in Asham, the Zrika's Mati, the Atzom, so too, in the case of Ola, we're going to be Mati, the Atzomos. And that's not the impression you get from this Brysa. The Brysa is saying that in the case of Atzomos, shall cover Ola, Molim, Bohem, Liolam. So the Gemara answers, Ema, perhaps we can interpret the Brysa thusly. Veshel Ola, Atzomos, shall Ola, Impirishu, Min Abasal, if Ne Zrika, Ein Molim, Bohem. But if Pirshim and Abbasali Acher Zrika, then Molim Bahem Liolam. And that would reflect the sheet of Rabbah. So as long as there was a disconnection, we severed the Atzomos from the Basa before Zrika, then as we said earlier, that then it's not even part of the Zevach. It doesn't have a shame Zevach at all. And therefore for sure it's Mutar Banot. But if at the time of the Zrika, the Atzomos were connected to the body, to the Guf HaBehema, and therefore the Kiddush of Zrika is chal on the entire animal, and now the Atzomas at this point are part of the Zevach, then Molim Bahem Liolam, because the Zrika itself is not going to be Mafkiya, it's not going to be Mata Me'ila. Now, I want to just quickly mention a Kash and a Teretz of the Keren Ora. He says the following, that if Rabbah holds like Rabbi Shmuel, that we're going to learn, derive the dinim of Atzomas Ha'ola from the dinim of Atzomas and Osham, of Osham, and Mitaris Ba Noah, based on this Gzereshava, then why does Rabbah hold that there's no Heter unless there was Pirish Lifnei Zrika? In the case of Atzomas Ha'osham, the Atzomas Ha'mutaros, even if they were Porish Liachar Zrika, and the Keren Ora answers the following, that it's impossible to say that Zrika is Mati, that Somas of an Ola, of a carbon Ola, when there was pre-Shaliachar Zrika, because at the time of the Zrika, they were Omdos Laktara, they were part of the animal, and they were Roy Laktara. And therefore we cannot derive from Asham to be Matir anything but Pirshu Kodem Zrika. The Gemara says, with regard to Rabbah, that Upliga de Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar argues with Rabbah. The Omer Rabbi Elazar, in the case of Atzomos, Ola is Pirshu Lifnei Zrika Molin Bohem Liolam. But Atzomos Pirshu Li Achar Zrika Lo Nenim Velo Molin. There are Surim Bano Midrabana. In other words, there's no Issa Torah, but rather there's an Isa Drabana, and therefore if somebody would be Nene, he would not be considered a Moel. So basically we have a twofold machlokas now between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbah. Number one, according to Rabbah, the Atzomas of an Ola, if they were separated before Zrika, there's no Me'ila. Whereas Rabbi Lazar holds that there's Me'ila Bamli Olam, because since it was Pirshu Kodem Zrika, the Zrika could never be matir in the case of an Ola. And the second machlokas is, in the case of Atzomah Shepir Shaliachar Zrika, Rabbah would hold there's an Isra No, there's an Isra Me'ila, whereas Rabbi Loza would say there's no Isra Min HaTorah, there's only Min Rabbanon, and there's no Me'ila Doraisa. And this brings us to the Mishnah here on the bottom of Peivavim and Aleph. This Mishnah is going to address two different topics. Number one, the din of Karbonos Psulim or Atzomos Vigidin that were on the Mizbeach and they fell out of the Mizbeach, or we meant to put them back on the Mizbeach. Number two, the status of the Kevesh and the Klishores vis-a-vis Psulim, is there a Kiddush? So the Mishnah says, V'kulam, all the Psulim about which we said him Olu Lo Yeridin is Kiddush HaMizbeach, and also Atzomos Vigidin in the case where they're connected to the Basar, where the halach is that we mala them on the Mizbeach together with the Basar Behema, Shepaku Me'al Gabi HaMizbeach. Now, first they were put on the Mizbeach, and afterwards, at some point, they jumped off the Mizbeach, is Lo Yachzer, we don't have to put them back on the Mizbeach. However, V'chein, what about the case of Gacheles, We're talking about the wood that was brought on the Maruch, on the Eish, and it was burnt. And now, Pakam El Gavi Mizbeach. Once again, the Mishnah applies the principle of Lo Yachzer, which means you don't have to put him back on the Mizbeach. Evarim, now we're talking about a carbon that's kosher, and you're allowed to be makter it. How long of a period of time are you makter it? So you're allowed to be makter the Evarim throughout the entire night. But there's going to be a difference between the first part of the night and the second part of the night in the case of Paku Me'al Gabi Mizbeach. If it was Kodim Chatzos that jumped off the Mizbeach, then Yachzir, you put him back on the Mizbeach, but and also Molim Bahem. Once there's a din that has to go back on the Mizbeach, then there's the Isur Me'ilah, and you're not allowed to benefit from that. The royal Mizbeach. But if Paku Liachar Chatzos after midnight, in the middle of the night, Lo Yachzir, we don't put him back on, and therefore in Molim Bahem. Now we're going to talk about Kevesh and Klisharis. Kishem Shamizbech Bekadish Zaroylo. In other words, wherever the din is in Olu Lo Yeridu, the Mizbech itself is Mekadish. So to Kacha Kevesh Mekadish. So if there were Psulim that were brought onto the Kevesh, then the Kevesh is Mekadish. It doesn't mean that you could do the Akhtar on the Kevesh. But the Kevesh itself has, and it's to some extent, a quasi-extended status of Mizbeach. And therefore, Olu Lo Yerd. The Mishnah goes on and says, K'shem Shem Mizbeach HaKevesh Mekadshim Es HaRoy Lehem, So Tu Kach HaKelim, meaning Klisharis Mekadshim Es Masha B'Tokham. And again, it has to be Roy Lehem. Tosus here, and elsewhere, quotes the Rashbam. The Mishnah doesn't say, if you're careful about it, that Klisharis is Makadish as a royal lehem. It says, Kishem Shem is Befak. Oh, you say here he has Kalim Makadshim. The Rashi says, Kishem Shem is Befak, Kevish Makadshim, a royal lehem. Kach Kalim Makadshim, Ki'ilu as a royal lehem. It doesn't say it's a royal lehem. And Tosus thinks, based on this diuk, that the whole din of Klisharis is only as far as, shall we say, Afkas Pidyon. Whatever is inside the Klisharis is now Mufka from Pidyon. But it's not Roy Lakrova. And if that be the case, we're going to have a suffix later on, Boy Minei Reish Lakish Mirab Yochanan, about this particular issue. He doesn't spell it out. We'll have to learn that sugya later. But the Mishnah doesn't mention Kishem Shemizbech Makadish Kach Kevesh Vekele Makadshim. It separates them into two parts. Kishem Shemizbech Makadish Kach HaKevesh Makadish, and then Kishem Shemizbech HaKevesh Makadshim Kach HaKele Makadshim, because the din of the Kevesh is not the same, it's not identical with the din of Mizbech. I'm sorry, the din of Klisharis, I meant to say, is not identical with the din of Mizbeach or the din of Kevesh. Here it's not to set up a Hakrova or Haktorah situation, but rather it's a Halach and Afkas Pidyon. The Gemara now wants to clarify in what scenarios does the Mishnah establish this din that if the Evarim were pokea from the Mizbeach, it depends whether it happened during the first half of the night, the second half of the night. Heichi Domi, the Gemara asks, what's the case? Ida Isbuhu Mamish, if the Evarim still have something substantial, they're not totally burnt, then Afilu Liacha Katzos Nami, there's still part of the limb of the animal that's Roy Laktora. Let's put it back on the Mizbeach for sure, even if the mitzvah has not been completed. I mean, because the mitzvah has not been completed. Eid the lesbu mamish. If the Mishnah is talking about a case where the Evarim were completely burnt to a crisp, then afilu, even if they came out of the mizbeach kodim chatzos, even the first half of the night, nami lo, it seems pointless to put them back on the mizbeach. That's called nasis mitzvah. So the mitzvah was complete. Lo tzricha. The Gemara answers, the Tana is talking about a case of something called bishriri. Okay, this is on the top of Pei Vav Amud Beis. Shriri literally means it's hardened. The limbs became hard. In other words, the Eish has already made them hard and dry, even though, again, it's not completely burnt. And here the Mishnah differentiates between Chatzos HaLaila and after Chatzos. If they're pokea before Chatzos, since it's not yet charcoal, it's not pecham, it's not completely burnt, we put them back on. But if after Chatzos, we don't put them back on. And the Gemara wants to clarify, how do we know Bechlal that as far as Evarim, that there's some sort of din that depends upon Chatzos HaLaila? What's the source for that? Minani Mili. Omar Rav. Rav says that there's a contradiction in two psukim, kosuv echad. One pasuk says, kol halayla v'hiktir. That's in Vayikra Vav. The pasuk says, al mokta al mizbecha al mizbech, kol halayla ad boker. So therefore we should understand that the Evarim should be burnt on the mizbech during the entire course of the night. For kosuv echad, another pasuk says, kol halayla v'herim. The pasuk says, v'heris adeshen eshad tochala eish, which implies that there's Trumas HaDeshen during the course of the night. Now how could that be? If he's doing the Akhtara, then it's not the time that's appropriate for Harama to take it off the Mizbeach as ashes. The mitzvah hasn't been completed. I mean, Trumas HaDeshen is only Chal after you finish the mitzvah. And says Rav, the only way of reconciling this Mishnah is to take the night and split it into two, Chal Keu, Chetzel Akhtara v'Chetzel Harama. Meaning the first half of that up till Chatzos, that's called the Zman of Haktoras Ha'evarim. And at that point, there's no din of Trumas Hadeshin. But after Chatzos, when the Evarim already are considered burnt up, Alpi Din, even though again, it's only Shriri, but it's not Pecham, but nevertheless, it's considered Niskaima Mitzvah, Enigma Mitzvah, at Chatzos Laila, and therefore there's no more Mitzvah Haktorah. And what switches, what takes over now? The Mitzvah of Haromas Hadesha. There's a kashya from the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor asks, how is it possible to say that the time for Haktoras Eivurim is only until Chatzos? The Mishnah says the beginning of Shas, Hekter Chalom Veivurim Mitzvos Machiyal Amun HaShachar. And he says there's no kashya because the Mishnah there at the beginning of Shas is talking about the Tchilas Haktor. In other words, if you have a Vorm and they weren't put on the Mizbeach, until what time can you put, and the whole night you could put on the Mizbeach. However, Rav here in our sugya is talking about a Vorm that came off the Mizbeach, Paku Megal Mizbeach. And here the din is that if it's after Chatzos, we don't put them back on to the Mizbeach. Masiv Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana has the kasha from a Mishnah in Yuma and Daf Chaf. It says, B'chol Yom, we're talking about the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen on a daily basis, is Toreim Es HaDeshen Me'alam Mizbeach Mikros HaGever, from the time that the crow, you know, the Tarnagoles starts cackle doing, that's already the beginning of the morning, and that's the time for Haromas HaDeshen. Oh, alternatively, samachlo milafonov o milachorov. Or it could be a little bit before that time or a little bit after that time. But biyom kipurim, there's a different din of Haromas HaDeshen. He has to start Haromas HaDeshen much earlier, b'chatzos, in the middle of the night. Biragolim, he was makdid even earlier to the Ashmoras HaRishona. The night is divided into three parts. At the end of the first third, so let's say, for example, If you divide up the night into three parts of 3 hours each, and you start at 9 o'clock, so at midnight it's already the end of the Ashmora Rishona. It's not Chatzos till an hour and a half later. So at this point, Rav Kahana understands that this is the kasha from this Mishnah onto Rav Isal Kedaita. If you're going to entertain the possibility that me chatzos, from chatzos at night, is the time of Trumas HaDeshen Doraisa. And that's how Rav reconciled the contradiction in the different psukim, is hechi makdimin, and how is it possible to be makdim Trumas HaDeshen on the regolim to the end of the Ashmur Rishona? It's not yet chatzos laila, it's not as man roi min ator for Trumas HaDeshen, you're violating the Isu Doraisa. And the Gemara answers, on Rabbi Yochanan, Mimash Mashen Nemar, from the pasuk that says Vayikravov, the he ha'ola al mokdal mizbech kol halayla, is Eini Yodea She'ad HaBoker. I already know that up until daybreak he could be Malo De'Varim Naktora on the Mizbeach. So why does the Torah say Ad HaBoker? It says Kol HaLaila. Why? It's repetitious to say Ad HaBoker. It must be that it's not coming to teach us the din of Aktorah, but the din of Harama. And this is how we should darshan it. When it says, Ada Boker, Feherim, it means before the Boker, he's already allowed to be Merim the Deshe. And that's the principle of Tain Boker Lebekaro Shalila. There's something called Bokro Shalila, which is Alo Sashachar. And the Pasuk wants to tell you that you could be Magdim, the Trumas HaDeshen, before the Boker. Ad up until Alos HaShachar, in other words, up until a little bit before Alos HaShachar, you're allowed to do the Trumas HaDeshen. In other words, the Torah is not telling us exactly when Boker is. It's already before Boker. And now the Chachamim are given the green light, the license to determine when is the time to be Koveh the Zman for Trumas HaDeshen. It all depends upon the period of time, what the needs are. Hilkach, therefore, Kol Yoma on a daily basis, Mikros HaGever Sagi. It's enough to start the Trumas HaDeshen with Kriyas HaTarnagolas. And that means early in even before daybreak. But Biyom HaKippurim, in such a case, we want to start the Trumas HaDeshen even earlier. Why? Mishum Chulsha the Kohen Gadol, all the Avodas of this day are placed on the frail shoulders of one person, the Kohen Gadol. And he's fasting also, so he's going to get very weak, and therefore you have to be makdim the Trumas HaDeshen as early as Chatzos Laila. And by the way, it would seem that this Gemara is assuming that Trumas HaDeshen, like all the other avodos, are imposed exclusively on the Kohen Gadol, and if the Chachom had to be makdim the Trumas HaDeshen, so that the Kohen Gadol will have enough time to rest after the Trumas HaDeshen before he shechs the Tamid and he does the other Avodas Hayom. Again, if it was possible, if it was permissible for all the other Kohanim to do the Trumas HaDeshen on Yom Kippur, we didn't have to be makdim. And this seems to be a machlokes amongst the Bali HaTosfos, the Riva in Masechet Yuma, Daf Chof and Beis, takes out the Girsa Mishum Chulsha the Kohen Gadol, but rather Kohen Stam. And it means that this Avodah is Kshera on Yom HaKippurim, even with any other Kohanim. So Trumas HaDeshen has a separate status. And when it says they were mocked in it, that's not because of the Chulsha of the Kohen Gadol, but because of the Chulsha of the Kohen, who did this Avodah, Trumas HaDeshen, that we should enable him to do this avoda of Trumas HaDeshen earlier, so he doesn't get chalishistic, weak because of the tzom. Tosis tries to reconcile Agirsa with the Riva, but in any event, now we're going to the Regola. Why are we makdim the Trumas HaDeshen as early as the end of the first Hashmur on the case of Regola? The Nefishi Karbonos. We have a massive amount of Karbonos, the Kodmi Asul Yisrael, that Bnei Yisrael would be makdim early on Shachar's time to start waiting on the queue to bring their karbonos. And as a result of this massive amount of karbonos, the deshen was rav. In other words, there was a major volume of deshen that collected on the Marocha. And we had to clear off the deshen from a very early moment before the Hakrovas Tomid Shel Shachar. And they had to be marked in the Trumas HaDeshen Me'ashmora HaRishona. And where do you find that Klal Yisrael were marked him to bring their Karbonos on the Regalim? Kediktoni Sefer, like it says in the Sefer, that same Mishnah in Yuma, it says that on Regalim LaHoysa Kriyas HaGever Magas Ad SheHoysa Azora Malea Anoshim Yisrael. Even before Kriyas HaGever, all of Klal Yisrael flooded the Azora in order to come early and be makriv their karbonos. The Gemara now quotes Machlokas Amoraim with regard to Evarim Kashim, which we spoke about before. We called it Shrirei. They're not fully burnt, but they're seriously burnt. As to whether or not, if they weren't there at the time of Chatzos on the Mizbeach, Itmar, we have the following machlokas. Perishu kodem chatzos laila. These avarim that were burnt, but not totally burnt, were taken off the mizbeach before chatzos laila. The kohen went ahead, he shouldn't have done so, but machzira, and he put him back achar chatzos laila. In other words, as far as chatzos, they were not mu'ukolim. You can't call it at that moment of chatzos mu'ukolim, because how can you call it mu'ukolim if they're off the mizbeach? So at what point do these avarim become mu'ukolim? Is Rava Omar, Rava says here on the top of page Zayin Omar Aleph, chatzos sheni okaltom, they're not called mu'ukolim until we get the chatzos laila of the next laila of tomorrow. Rav Chisda Omar Amuda Shachar Okaltom, we can call them and consider them as mukolim from the time of Amuda Shachar. So it works like this: both Rabba and Rav Chisda agree that chatzos laila is not going to make these evarim kashim into mukolim because they're not on the mizbeach. No, it's the din of chatzos, which makes them al pidin mukolim, which is derived from the pasuk al mizbeach kol alayla da boker, as we had in the drasha back on peivav, that tain boker lebokro shalayla. That's only if it's al mizbeach kol alayla, on the mizbeach itself. And al mizbeach teaches you that the din of mukolim that's generated by chatzos applies if at the time of chatzos they're on the mizbeach. So that's upgrade. That's absolutely agreed upon uniformly, according to Rabba and Rav Chisda. The machlokes of Rabba and Rav Chisda applies in Evarim that he was mala them after Chatzos. When, at what point is the Zman equal? Is it at the point of Halos HaShachar or of Chatzos Laila Mochras? Again, the Gemara is talking about the Machlokas in a case where he was Mala on the Mizbeach earlier. They were Poresh at Chatzos Laila, and then he put it on again. Because the Gemara wants to tell me a Chiddush that Chatzos does not make the equal if the Evarim were not there on the Mizbeach. But the truth is, the same din would apply if he put it on the Mizbeach after Chatzos. Now, let's start with Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, with Amud HaShachar, we apply the principle of Mu'ukolim. And what's the basis for Rav Chisda? Is Amri Bei Rav, they said in the yeshiva, my time of the Rav Chisda, why does he hold that Alos HaShachar makes the Evarim to Mukolim? And the Gemara says he derives it from a Kal V'chomer. Uma Chatzos Laila, even though Eino Oselina, the Evarim, even if they're sitting on the ground, are not possible Mishum Lina, off the Mizbeach. Why? Because Kol Laila Kosher La'alos Eivarim, you can pick up the Eivarim from the ground and put him back on the Mizbeach. Is therefore Ose equal. Chatzos HaLaila nevertheless creates equal, and it takes the Eivarim Koshim that are on the Mizbeach and it makes them into Mukolim. Is Amud HaShachar Sh'Ose Lina, that Amud HaShachar which generates the psul of Lina, if the Eivarim were off the Mizbeach, there's a psul Lina with Amud HaShachar, is Eino Din Sh'Ose Ikul. How much more so does Amud HaShachar have the power to generate even on these Eivarim Koshim, again if they're on the Mizbeach, Me'ukolim, a Din of Me'ukolim? So it's the power here of the Amud HaShachar. So Rabosei, we're going to stop here on the top of Pei Zayin Omer Aleph, and Emir Tzim tomorrow we'll continue with Pei Zayin Omer Aleph.